right, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We might as well start up Chris's helpful tips, but I am going to continue playing some tunes here for you. I've been enjoying playing some music. So if you want to call in and you need advice, 855-915-9636. Otherwise, I'm going to just continue playing some tunes. I don't really have a whole lot of advice this week. I'm just kind of relaxing, you know. I got the stretchy pants on. I got the belt, you know, up a loophole, right? That's what you need to do on the day after Thanksgiving. Make sure you got plenty of Tupperware, you know. That's probably a tip from before Thanksgiving, but everybody's got a full fridge today. It's one of the few times of the year there's a nice full fridge there. And if you got teenagers, you know, they're going to eat you. They're going to eat you out of house and home is what I was going to say. But it's a great time to have a teenager. Just invite them over and they'll clear out your fridge for you. And there's a helpful tip for you. And if you got a teenage kid, invite their friends over. And if you want to get rid of those leftovers, today's the day to do it. All right, let's start up Chris's helpful tips. Let's do it.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn in rage at close of day. Rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late. They grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Brave men, near death, who see with blinding sight. Blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle to that good night. Rage against the dying of the light.
Thornton, what does that poem mean to you?
It means I don't take from no one. I'm gonna pass this test. I'm staying in school. Who's next?
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody.
Help. All right, it's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Chris's helpful tips. Here with you until 6 p.m. Let me think of some helpful tips for you. Let me think. What's another helpful tip for Black Friday? Do all your online shopping today. Just get it done before Christmas. You know, nothing's really that fun on Black Friday anymore. It used to start off, like years ago, I was listening to a show from 2009 here that I did. Me and Derek used to do a crossover of our two shows, me and Derek Gray. It's 2009 when we did our first one on Thanksgiving. And we talked about Black Friday, and that was a fairly new concept at the time, Black Friday. The Black Friday song from Steely Dan was, of course, about the stock market crashing, I think. That's where Black Friday originally came from. I think. I don't know. Know-it-all Chris Earle's stumped right now. There was Black Friday bushfires in 1939 in Victoria, Australia. Nobody hears about that anymore. Black Friday in 1960, San Francisco City, was a U.S. protest against the House of Un-American Activities Committee. There was a Black Friday in 1945. It was an Allied military operation during the Norwegian campaigns in World War II. Never hear about that Black Friday. Black Friday, October 20th in 1916, a perfect storm hit Lake Erie in North America, and it sunk four ships. Well, sinking four ships. Sink, sank, sunk. Is sunk an actual word? Let's look that up. I think it is. Yeah. It's the past participle of sink, of course. To go down below the surface of something. I'm going to sink down on you. Becoming submerged. Descend or to drop. You can relax on the veranda as the sun sinks, according to Merriam-Webster. Who was Merriam-Webster? That's a good idea. Who is Merriam-Webster, and why do we need their dictionary? How's that? Who is Merriam-Webster, and why do we need their dictionary? Merriam-Webster is considered America's most trusted dictionary. You know, it's like, I had that old, crappy dictionary that Uncle Fonzie made for me. I need the Merriam-Webster, you know. I need to pay the extra $5 for the Merriam-Webster. This is kind of interesting. On Merriam-Webster.com, the top lookups of words, the next refresh in 11 seconds. Here are the top 10 lookups. I better get to them before they refresh. Pan, Lily, Maxi, Fiat, Catfish, Fascism, Ooliganus, Factorum, I'll Tell You What, and Love. Those are the top lookups right now. Oh, and it just refreshed. Factotum just went up a notch to number 7. This is interesting. Top lookups. People don't know what love is. They're looking up the dictionary. They're looking up what love is, and it's at number 10 on the Merriam-Webster dictionary right now. People look up what the definition of love is. I'm going to move it up a notch here. I'll look it up for you. It's a strong affection. Strong affection for another arising out of kinship or personal ties. A warm attachment, enthusiasm, or devotion. Love of the sea. You can love the sea. You're probably better off loving the sea because, you know, unless, of course, the sea doesn't love you back and you drown. Pan is the number one. I wonder why Pan is the number one lookup right now. Probably because of pansexual, maybe? Right? Who knows? Pan's a verb. Did you know panning? Panning like for gold? The process of panning a motion picture or a video camera, you can pan from left to right. Pan can be all kinds of things. Pan is also a nut, it says. A betel leaf. What is a betel leaf? Pan. Betel nut, mineral lime, and a pan. Pan is also a Greek god. I guess Pan's a bunch of things here. Maybe that's why it's number one. Everyone's like, what the hell is it? It's usually a broad, shallow, open container for domestic use for cooking. Maybe people were just like, pass me the pan for the turkey, and nobody knew what the hell a pan was at this point in life. I don't know. It's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 6 p.m. I want to play another song, and I've been playing this Jeff Lynne one for a little while on the Helpful Tips. I like it. It's called Help Yourself. I'm going to play this, and then I'll come back, and I'll yak at you some more. If you want to call in, 855-915-WMFO. I'm here until 6 p.m., suckers.
About you. And
All right, the Kazoo Orchestra is back. Temple City Kazoo Orchestra, 1978, I believe, with Miss You by the Stones. I'm on BlackFriday.com. I was wrong with that stock market crash. There wasn't a Black Friday, but it was in 1869. It says in the U.S., a securities market panic occurred on September 24th, 1869, with plummeting gold prices. Even back then, they're like, yeah, we got too much gold. Let's let it plummet for the day. Anyway, that was considered Black Friday in U.S. history. I didn't realize that. Black Thursday was the one I was thinking of in October 29th, 1929, almost 100 years ago now. That was called Black Tuesday. Wait a minute. Great crash, mostly associated October 24th, 1929, Black Thursday. And then October 29th was Black Tuesday with the largest sell-off of shares. And then there was Black Monday. And October 19th, 1987 was Black Monday. And now it's Black Friday. Pretty much it's Black Day every day now in 2023. And there's sales everywhere. Black Friday 2023, I go on this site. It's got a Target ad. It's got a Walmart ad. It's got Lowe's. It's got the Home Depot. It's got Macy's. It's got Costco, Amazon, Best Buy, Kohl's, JCPenney. I guess if you're around your family and you just want to buy all kinds of crap for each other, today's the day to do it. I bought myself a Lego set. Bought myself this cool Lego set. Well, I might give it away. Most likely I'll put it together myself, but I bought this really cool Lego set today. It's like a castle with all these, like, 79 figures. I'm like, geez, I could play with that thing all weekend. I could play with that thing as soon as it gets in the mail. I can just play. I'm going to take, like, 4 days off of work and just play with my Lego set. Here's a helpful tip. Take a couple of mental health days before Christmas because the whole world's crazy right now. You're all crazy, you know? You're all crazy. It's just a matter of how well you know you're crazy. A lot of people don't know they're crazy, but they are. This should have been a top 10 hit, I think. Temple City Kazoo Orchestra with Miss You in the background. That's 5:14 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. Most people got the day off. It's pretty quiet out there in Medford coming in. Although getting off the highway off of 93, it's like that Everett exit and you take a right. And then there's like a million people. Like, well, it wasn't a million, but you know what I mean. A couple dozen, maybe like four cars just like in the way. And I'm like, get out of my way. I was stuck at the light for like at least 5 minutes. And like person wouldn't pull up. And I hate that. Pull up. Pull up when somebody's stuck in, like, you know, the intersection. Pull up so people don't hit their car, you know? Especially when you're going through and you think you're going to make it, and then all of a sudden this ass stops right in front of you. Ass. What do we want? Let's do some, we did some Badfinger. Have I done Tom Petty yet? Tom Petty's always good. I'm going to play some Tom Petty and some Rare Earth. I like that Rare Earth. They're pretty good. Anyway, I'm going to take a little break on my breath here. You want to call in 855-915-WMFO. And I might even go take a tinkle. I'll be back in a moment. Here's Tom Petty. Time travel here with you. Well, I'm sorry. It's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 6. I got to keep with my brand, man. I'm going to keep with my brand, my Friday night brand from 5 to 6 p.m. Because that's what WMFO gave me for the fall. They're like, we're going to give you an hour. I'm like, screw you. I'm going to rename my show to Chris's Helpful Tips. Here it is. This is the show. This is the show, everybody. It looks like I have 45 people on one thing here. Show me 45 people listening right now. If you want to call on in, 855-915-WMFO. But give me like 2 minutes because I got to take a tinkle and then I'll be right back and I'll answer your phone. I'll answer my phone, rather. You know what I meant. It's time travel. No, it's Chris's Helpful Tips. No. Yes. Who cares? Tom Petty, time travel. Anyway, I need a break. I need a break, everybody. This ain't easy. When the
some trouble, my love, under a big old sky, out in a field of green. There's gotta be something left for us to be.
Staying Alive in the background by the Temple City Kazoo Orchestra. I'm not a big fan of the old Black Friday. I don't really care, you know? I pretty much got everything I need. I mean, look on this stuff, you know, like years ago it'd be like this, while supplies last, a 75-inch TV for $400 at Walmart, and then people would like kill each other over it. And they'd be out, and, like two of the TVs would break. One of my friends was telling me, yesterday, they got a TV, was still in the box, they opened it up, it's broken. Must have fell from a forklift or some, you know, ass, like, tackled another person, and a couple of fat people rolling around on the TV, cracking it right through the middle of the box. Home Depot's got, like, these giant inflatable Rudolphs and Grinches and Mickey Mouse for, what are they, $79? No, they're $20. You can get a giant nutcracker for your lawn, $99. You can get an LED tree for $79. That's not bad. Get an artificial tree. You got to put something up. You know, spray a little Febreze that smells like, you know, Christmas tree. That's an easy tree right there. I like my tree easy as I get older. Easy tree. I haven't had a Christmas tree in years. I just get that, you know, the plastic tree with the LEDs. Nice. Put it right up. You just fold it in half when you're done with it. Folds out, folds in half. You're done. Throw a present under there or two. Invite over the kids, have them open up a present or two, and then kick them out. It's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 6 p.m. Loosen your belt. That's my helpful tip for the day. That's probably my best tip for the day. Loosen your belt. Get on your jammies. Get yourself something a size too big. Go into the stretchy pants today. What was it, Carrie Underwood did stretchy pants? I think that was what it was. I heard it on the Sirius radio, and I'm like, that's a pretty good tune. I might like country music now when they have the stretchy pants song. It's pretty good. We need more novelty records. Novelty records used to be a lot of fun. This would probably be considered a novelty record. It's pretty annoying, that's for sure. Da, 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 da. Well, I think let's play some Rare Earth. My tip right now is to take as many breaks as possible the day after Thanksgiving.
And now the Temple City Moose Club is proud to present our own Temple City Kazoo Orchestra.
All right, we'll be back to that in a second. Let's do some Rare Earth. Chris takes another break here on Chris's Helpful Tips. Take as many breaks as you can the day after Thanksgiving. Just relax, you know? You don't have to bust your balls all the time, you know what I mean? Relax.
Special night, honey.
It sure was. Boy, that's a big tree.
Thank goodness you bought that ladder.
No kidding. Thanks for steadying me a few times there.
Well, I want this to be a safe holiday season.
Oh, is that why you kept moving my ornaments?
No, you had them out of the kids' reach. You just put them in the crummiest places.
Oh, yeah. Well, as long as Jenny can't eat the pretty ones or John can't play ball with the glass balls.
Remember last year when Jenny was chewing on that wooden candy cane ornament?
Yeah.
We had to take anything that even looked like food off the tree. It was nice of the Wilsons to bring us a gift.
How about the way Ted showed me to open that bottle? Why are you smiling?
I remember when popping corks and spraying bubbly was part of every uncorking.
Well, I'm learning. Just like I've learned to keep extension cords out of the kids' way.
Right. That's another thing Jenny can't chew on this year.
Or pull, or trip over. Now everything's safely arranged for tomorrow morning.
I can hardly wait to see their faces.
Yeah.
That was a PSA, but I'm not really sure what it was. And it was only in, like, my left ear. I'm like, what was that? I played that before, but I don't know. Background Indiana Jones, the Temple of Doom. There's a tip for you. Watch Indiana Jones. They're finally putting the fifth one on Disney. On the first, I guess. It was pretty good. I liked it. I'm not going to give a spoiler. It's good. It's worth seeing. if you're an Indiana Jones fan. Was it called Dial of Destiny? Yeah. Black Friday starts now. It's always, it just seems, didn't we have Black Friday? Didn't we just have it? At Macy's, it says there's a KitchenAid for $349. You know, here's my tip for you. Order out. You don't need a KitchenAid. You know, and you get yourself a vest for 40-50% off. How many vests aren't really coming back, everybody? You want to eat some women's Uggs? They're 25% off. Here's my helpful tip. Don't wear Uggs. They're ugly. They're really not cute. They're ugly. They got Nike 25% off at Macy's. Nike's probably marked up 99% of everything, but you get 25% off it today. I guess that's good. Want to go to Lowe's, get yourself a hammer. You know? I need the hammer. I left it in the box. You can get yourself a Craftsman 20-volt, 30-volt, $30 off. You can get yourself a snowman. You can pretty much get it and get yourself whatever you want when you got money. That's my helpful tip for you. Get yourself some money. Well, they got a Target. Let's look. They have a Xbox Series X, $449, and you get a gift card with it. And they got a KitchenAid for $249. Why go to the other place? You go to Target and get the KitchenAid. They got a Roku TV. Look at this. Wow, 70-inch. Well, it's a Westinghouse, which kind of sucks. But a Roku TV Westinghouse, $300. 70 inches. Used to be like $10 an inch for a TV. That's what it used to go by. But now they're just giving these things away. Everybody's got, you know, four or five TVs in their house now, and they're all like 60 inches long. We're watching too much TV, everybody. PlayStation bundles, $500 for Spider-Man and Modern Warfare with PlayStation 5. Pretty cool. I got myself a PlayStation 5. I love it. It's great. Been playing Star Wars on it. Great game. Fallen Jedi. Or what's it called? No, Survivor. It's called Survivor now. Speaking of Survivor, I've been watching that CBS Survivor. Here's my helpful tip. If you haven't watched Survivor yet, you should check it out. It's a good show. It's decent. SNL's been all right lately. Been enjoying that. Indiana Jones in the background here on Chris's Helpful Tips. Oh, I should mention the number again, 855-915-9636. If anybody does want to call in and make a request or they have a problem, I could give you advice you don't want or need. Because that's the show. It's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I think I've pretty much bought everything I need, other than food. I have shirts. I'll be looking at like photos of Thanksgiving from, you know, 15, 20 years ago. I'm like, holy God, I'm wearing the same shirt. I'm wearing the same shirt from like 2003. How is that possible? I just bought it. You get to that point in life, you got to go into the closet and you got to spend, you know, half a day cleaning out that closet like Slim Shady, you know? You got to go in and be like, you know what? I'm not an extra small and I haven't been ever. I don't even know how that shirt got in the closet. You ever go scuba diving? I ask because I see a little scuba guy here every time I come into WMFO. It's a little diving sign. There's an X through it. I think it means no scuba diving. Who's going to be doing scuba diving at a radio station? Yeah, it's cool. I guess it's a diver down. I guess, you know, I guess it could be the Van Halen sign, but it's not. It's just a license plate with a scuba diver on it. Here's my helpful tip. Stop confusing people with your signs. Keep it home. Put it in your basement, you know? John Williams in the background. I think I've had enough of that. Let's listen to my Miss Your Apple Pie, because I had some apple pie yesterday. It was good. It wasn't Ma's. But, you know, I got it at McKinnon's. McKinnon's, I miss your apple pie. I might even go have a slice myself when I get home. I'd be like, can I have a... You remember when you're in cafeteria when you were a kid and you go in the cafeteria, you'd be like, you know, second grade, and you go up and be like a nice key lime pie or an apple pie or something. You have to talk to the cafeteria worker and you'd be like, can I have a slice of pie? And the cafeteria lady would just be like looking at you like, what? And be like, can I have a slice of pie? And cafeteria would be like, may I have a slice of pie? And I'd just be like looking at her like, can I have a slice of pie? And she'd be like, may I have a slice of pie? And I'd be like, well, you got the spatula. Why don't you serve us both up a slice?
My brother Bill is in the army now. We heard from him today. His waistline's getting back to normal now. Here's what he had to say. Ma, I miss your apple pie. Ma, I miss your stew. Ma, they're treating me all right, but they can't cook like you. Oh, Ma, nobody's spoiling me like you used to do. They won't let me stay in bed until noon. At 5:45, they play me a tune. Oh, Ma, I miss your apple pie. And by the way, I miss you too. Swell and good for a guy, but one thing it lacks is your apple pie. Oh, Ma. Ma, I miss your apple pie. Ma, I miss your stew. Ma, they're treating me all right, but they can't cook like you. Oh, Ma, nobody's spoiling me like you used to do. They won't let me stay in bed until noon. At 5:45, they play me a tune. Oh, Ma, I miss your apple pie. And by the way, I miss you too. I miss your apple pie and miss you too, Ma.
All right. Here's my helpful tip. Invite somebody over for pie tonight. Why not? I'd come over. 855-915-9636. You can invite a WMFO DJ over to your home. I'll eat your pie. Little Billy Idol in the background. It's 5:35. This is what happens when you don't really have a plan. I'm just like, yeah, kind of winging it, playing some tunes. Just talking about horse pucky, you know? It's the day after. It's Black Friday. What do you want from me? Yeah. You should be on. You're probably on Amazon right now. You're not even listening to me. You'd be like, "Oh my God, I need some more Uggs." Good tune. Catch my fall in the background. It's all songs about, you know, positivity here on Chris's Helpful Tips. At least I try to be. I try to keep with the theme. There's something called the Rural King. It says Rural King Supply Black Friday. I've never even heard of the place. Blair's Black Friday. Where's that? Blaine's Black Friday. Where is that? Menards Black Friday? Where's Menards? Menards. M-E-N-A-R-D-S. Retard's Black Friday sale. No, Menards. I'm sorry. Menards, it says. Anyway, I thought there was an R and a T in there, but there isn't. Ollie's Black Friday. I've never even heard of these places. These are all on blackfriday.com. I think these are all like phishing sites. They're like, put in your social security number and every single credit card you have. And Ulta's Black Friday sale, Ulga's Black Friday sale in Turkey. You'll get everything on the list. It's a dangerous time we're living in. Hey, they released some hostages. That was kind of good, right? I don't know. It's supposed to be good. But they're releasing hostages from both sides. You know? I guess people are talking. You know, you need a tip on how to release those hostages. You can call on in 855-915-9636. Sometimes I feel like I'm being held hostage at Thanksgiving. you know? I feel like I'm being held hostage at Christmas sometimes, you know? Visiting the fam. Just like when you make a phone call and you're like wrapping it up with somebody and then they start a new conversation. So you're like, all right, well, it's great to hear from you. So what are you doing today? Well, I thought I was just wrapping up a call, but I guess we'll be on the call for the next 70 minutes. Here's an idea if you don't like Thanksgiving in New England. Have Thanksgiving not in New England. Go down to like Texas and eat an armadillo for Thanksgiving next year. Well, that's a tip for you. If I should stumble, catch my fall. Good. You got to have somebody to catch your fall. You got to have somebody in your life that can catch your fall. Remember when you had to be in like the gym class in junior high or high school, and it was called like the trust fall. And you'd have like all these people in your class, and you're supposed to fall backwards, and like 20 people are supposed to grab you. And I'm like, no, I don't trust any of these asses. They're not my family. Well, especially if they were my family, I wouldn't trust them. They'd be doing other things. They'd be on their phones. Be like, oh, sorry, we missed you. You broke your hymen or your leg. I meant to say leg. Sorry about that. It's Chris's helpful tips. As I shut my own microphone off, it's Chris's helpful tips. Here with you until 6 p.m., I think. Dollar General's Black Friday sale. What do they got? They got soda. $3 for $8. $3 for $8. Sodas. Come on. When did sodas go up? $3 for $8. That's not a sale. It's highway robbery. I like watching the old movies, and then you get to hear things like that. Like, that's highway robbery. Nobody talks about highway robbery anymore, you know, unless you're a dandy, unless you're like Adam Ant and you're a dandy. You don't have that highway robbery happening too often anymore. Just like, yeah, I was out on 93 and we got stuck in a highway robbery. You know, somebody pulled over. If anything, you get carjacked maybe, but, you know, if you're in Orlando or something, and not like in Chelsea in Massachusetts or something, you're better off, you know, meeting Santa Claus. You know, nobody wants anything to do with you. They're on their way to Foxwoods, you know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm tired. Tired, everybody. Here's a tip for you today. Take a nap. You know, day's almost over. Take a nap. What did you do for Thanksgiving? Call in and I'll put you on the air and tell you what, I'll just listen to you. I won't even say a word. We'll just ride this thing out for 21 minutes and get the hell out of here. You know, I loved playing the Trash Men on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and I think I'll play that in the background while I'm yakking away here.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Everybody's heard about the bird. And when I say bird, I mean turkey. I'm kind of naughty today here on the show. I'm normally not this naughty, but I'm struggling. I'm grasping for straws here. Nobody's calling in. 855-915-WMFO. It's fine. Let's look at the top lookup words right now on Merriam-Webster.com. Pan is still up there at number one. What is wrong with people? People don't know what a pan is? Fiat is number two. Isn't a Fiat a car? Well, it's an authoritative or arbitrary order. A government by fiat. A command or an act of will that creates something without or as if without further effort. According to the Bible, the world was created by fiat. Eh, whatever. Nobody wants to learn words. People have got computers in their pocket and they don't even look up words. Like, why is everybody still spelling loose wrong? Loose is an L-O-S-E. Lose is an L-O-O-S-E. Lose is L-O-S-E. Lily is number three. What? It says people don't know what a lily is. It's a flower, for God's sake. Merriam-Webster. Catfish is number five. That's not the fish. It's the person that gives a false ID for social networking. That's what catfish is. Hey, remember when Wordle was a thing, like during COVID? Does anybody still play that? 855-915-WMFO. Here's my Wordle for you today. How many letters did it have to be? Five, I think. What is your favorite five-letter word? For me, it's stink. Is that five letters? Yeah, stink's good. As in, you have a strong, unpleasant smell. Turkey, like, rotting is kind of gross, isn't it? Eat that turkey in that fridge. Good stuff. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. If you don't like the show, my name is Lenny Clark. I'm here with you until 6 p.m. And I don't know. You know, I'm getting a little tired. Maybe we should hear the Temple Kazoo Orchestra a little more.
And now, the Temple City Blues Club is proud to present our own Temple City Kazoo Orchestra.
Here's my helpful tip. If you do a radio show in the future, only have, up to two kazoo songs. You don't need three. You don't need three.
Somewhere. electric blue.
There's Ice House, another great 80s song here on Chris's Helpful Tips / Time Travel. I'm doing the Lord's work for you today here on Black Friday. I'm tired. I don't know about you guys, but I'm tired. Yeah, what do you think of that? I know you don't care. In the background is the Donkey Kong 64 soundtrack, as we play every so often here on Chris's Helpful Tips in the background. What can you do with that turkey? I'm not calling you turkey. Hey, what can you do with that turkey? Depends on where you put the comma in the sentence, right? 48 delicious ways to use up leftover Thanksgiving turkey. 48 ways. There's all kinds of things you can do. One of them's a chili. Everybody's like, hey, make a chili out of it. Why don't you make yourself a chili? Well, you know what? I'll tell you why. Because if I wanted chili, I'd make some damn chili. And I wouldn't use a turkey. I'd use fudge. No, I'd use beef, you know? Turkey tetrazzini. Get yourself some peas and some spaghettis and mushrooms lying around. Make yourself a turkey tetrazzini. Get yourself a turkey leftover soup. Just stick some mashed potatoes and carrots and stuffing. Throw in like a raw egg and some walnuts or something. Our ultimate turkey dinner leftover. Make yourself a chicken pot pie. Well, for a chicken pot pie, you have to use a damn chicken. Epicurious.com. Idiots. If you wanted a chicken pot pie, you'd have a chicken pot pie. I got leftover turkey. Make a turkey pot pie. You can make turkey stock, it says. Don't toss those bones. Save them and simmer them in a pot of stock. And then freeze it. That's what I want. You know, my refrigerator is full of turkey and all kinds of crap. I just want to put all the stock in the freezer. So when I open up my freezer, I can't get to the ice cream because there's turkey stock in front of it. Taiwanese turkey rice. Shred some turkey and put it over rice. It sounds simple, but with a savory soy sauce and some crispy fried shallots, it's one of the best leftover turkey recipes. That actually doesn't sound too bad. You know, I like things shredded usually. I got a shredder at the house. Get yourself a shredder. That thing's awesome. You know, not only can you put your documents in it, you can put your turkey in it and make yourself a nice Taiwanese turkey rice. Monte Cristo sandwich. I like a nice Monte Cristo sandwich, but does it really have, I guess it does, right? Monte Cristo's got the ham, it's got the turkey, a little melty cheese, a little mustard, put some butter in there, fried egg maybe, some cranberry sauce on the side. That doesn't sound too bad. Lentils and chicken soup with sweet potatoes. Again, I have a turkey. I don't have chicken. Why is this place epicurious.com? It says it's supposed to be one of 48 Thanksgiving leftover recipes, but it has chicken in the title, editor. Oh, it's 31 leftover turkey recipes. I don't know. Yeah. Thanksgiving pizza. It says make a Thanksgiving skillet pizza. You could assemble it in a cast iron skillet, a Thanksgiving pizza, a canvas on which your roast turkey and vegetables will shine. What horse pucky. Oh my God. People will write anything for $5 nowadays. It's like, hey, I'm going to write 31 Thanksgiving recipes, and five of them are going to involve chicken. Chilaquiles Rojos. I know I'm pronouncing that wrong. I think it's French. Chilaquiles Rojos? I don't know. Nachos for brunch? Sounds good to us. Stick in some turkey and some salsa roja, and it'll be a spicy start to your day after Thanksgiving. No thanks. French toast turkey sandwich. That sounds pretty good, actually. What's been a leftover turkey sandwich? One with French toast, of course. A sweet, salty showstopper. I like that copy. A sweet, salty showstopper. Anything with alliteration is usually pretty good. That's my helpful tip when you're writing something for Epicurious Magazine. I should go on Buy Curious Magazine. I wonder if they have any Thanksgiving sandwich recipes. They probably have sandwich recipes on Buy Curious, but it's not involving turkey. Or it could. It can involve a chicken, maybe. Probably not a turkey. But in the background is the Sheik of Araby. As I cough away from the microphone here at WMFO, a pickled potato salad. Calling all pickle lovers. It's a briny, herby, creamy potato salad. It features a pickle brine. It's got a spiced rub and pickles, and it puts any deli to shame. Swap the rotisserie chicken for leftover turkey and make yourself a pickle potato salad this day after Thanksgiving. turkey gumbo. It's a Cajun Trinity. Onions, celery, and bell peppers. Stick some turkey in there. Matzo ball soup. Everybody loves matzo ball soup, especially the Jews. Turkey matzo ball soup. Very, very good. It's a turkey broth and a sage steer with a warming bowl of matzo ball soup. That sounds pretty good, actually. Turkey congee with a crispy shiitake mushroom. Shiitake mushroom. Turkey congee with a crispy shiitake mushroom. It's comforting turkey congee. I don't even know what a congee is. I'm going to look that up on Merriam-Webster. What is a congee? Turkey congee with crispy shiitake mushroom. Congee. Congee is a basic Chinese congee. A rice porridge made of boiling rice in large amounts until the rice soft. Ugh, sounds disgusting. Turkey samosa. Is that Hawaiian? No, turkey turkey samosas. Leftover turkey mashed and peas and stick it in a samosa and fry it with chutney. No thanks. Pass on that one. An easy green curry. You can take that turkey and make a paste out of it. Stick in some ginger, some lime, coconut sauce, and make an effortless turkey curry. I don't know about effortless. Easy green. I'm good with that. Turkey pozole. Turn your Thanksgiving spread into a soothing comfort with a garlicky, spicy soup. Turkey pozole. You could stick a bowl with diced avocados and cilantro and stick in a squeeze of fresh lime juice. They assume that you have all these extra ingredients lying around the fridge. My fridge is full of turkey and potatoes. That's it. Here's my leftovers. Turkey and potato on a plate. That's my Thanksgiving leftover for you. That's my helpful tip. Just open the fridge and take anything out of it and eat it. I don't need to go through the rest of these 31 recipes. I'm done. Briefly, a Chipotle barbecue pulled turkey sandwich, no. A turkey croquette, no. Not the day after Thanksgiving, although I like croquettes. Croquettes used to be a big thing years ago in like the 70s and 80s. They're not anymore. Turkey enchilada, sure. Turkey ramen, that sounds pretty good. Turkey Caesar salad. I'd rather just have a regular Caesar salad, but you can stick the turkey in there and have a Caesar salad. A smoky turkey corn chowder with bacon. Anything's good with bacon, I know that. That's for sure. That is for sure. A spicy cabbage salad with turkey and peanuts. You can have a turkey faux dip, turkey with mushroom risotto, an easy fried rice with turkey and broccolini, a shepherd's pie with turkey in it, a Monte Cubano. It's turkey and ham and a holiday ham. It's like now you got to have a giant ham in the fridge. Here's one, a Cobb salad. A Cobb salad's great. Leftover turkey recipe should be easy, and this couldn't be any simpler. Substitute that turkey for the chicken. In a bright and colorful Cobb salad. A quick Dijon vinaigrette will keep everything light and fresh, and it'll give you the runs this holiday season. This has been Chris's Helpful Tips. I'm going to leave you with the Little River Band. I don't know. I might stick around. I probably won't. But help is on the way. Chris's Helpful Tips will be back next week from 5 until 6 p.m. And time travel may jump on a hour or two here before the holiday season. I hope you enjoyed yourself. No callers today, but that's just fine. It's 855-915-WMFO if you'd like to call in another time. You guys have a wonderful weekend. My name is Chris Earle, and the show has been Chris's Helpful Tips / Time Travel the last couple hours. Have a wonderful night. Here's the Little River Band. Why am I screwing up the last sentence of the show, you dope? Happy day after Thanksgiving, everybody. Black Friday. Okay, buy yourself some shoes, some Uggs. Do something. Do something productive. Do good. How's that? Do good. That's my last tip for you today. Do good and be kind.
Time. you forget who'll take care of you. It don't matter what you do. Form a duet, let him sing melody. You provide the harmony. Slow down. What's it like inside the bar?